City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're getting ready for the My Corona dance party. Here's the Casualties.
Who let me think of my best? Getting to a team, reaching for the seas, and set up on the knees. Set up for the seas, reaching on the keys. But I make the rules, I never want to be. Don't tell me to say. How to be a runaway. What about us today?
I can't look for.
And we're both just on
All right, that was the Casualties.
He wants us all here, and then he tells us to shut up.
Way to go, Andrew.
Come over to my house and shut the fuck up.
Literally a phone call going, where are you, bitch? And then shut the fuck up. Okay, actually, I get it.
See, now, everyone, the reason why some of their vocals sound really loud and some of them sound really soft is because none of them can get here on time.
But,
except
only
me.
Renee. Actually, Sean was here on time.
Me,
Justin,
you.
I was here
Chris,
early.
Larry is an innocent. Larry is an innocent.
His name
Renee
is Crustin. His name is Crustin.
Wait a minute.
Innocent.
Some of us had to work today.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us then had to drive over an hour through, like, tropical rainstorms, okay? Wait, and then some of us had to pick up Larry, the innocent.
Lowry.
We had to go pick up Lowry.
Lowry.
Lowry. Matt Lowry.
Okay.
Matt Lowry is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Jeez.
All right, but speaking of people who are actually here, we got Crustin, the toilet cleaning clown over there.
Fuck you.
$4, Sean.
Yo.
Larry Siddix. Renee Wasted Blanks. And my man, Quinn.
Yo, what's up?
We got to get you a nickname, man.
Moose.
He'll get one eventually,
I've had that name since birth. What are you talking about?
No, I don't like it.
You got to have a nickname.
We'll figure it out.
To hang out.
Yeah. Houston, Houston calls me Q, so.
Yeah, Quinn drums in Houston, if you didn't know. There you go. That's why. Yes.
And sometimes the Diamond Dogs. But
so,
that
sometimes.
Sometimes.
A band with rotating members, I feel
basically,
like.
Basically, yes. But most of the time, it's Klug. So,
yeah. Kind of like the craze. It's like
craze.
Aren't you too tall to be in the Diamond Dogs now? Like you grew too much.
I don't think
you're over 16.
Yeah, like Menudo.
Like Menudo,
pretty
you get kicked
much.
Out.
I'm not tall enough.
He doesn't know who Menudo is.
He'll be the Ricky Martin.
He doesn't know.
Maybe he'll get lucky.
Oh Jesus Christ!
But, yeah. Hey, so we are here, like I said during the intro,
me some Ricky Martin,
getting ready for the My Corona 3 dance party. You know what I mean? Now this is a Zoom event. So the about section of the last podcast and this podcast, you can get a link to Facebook so you can get invited
to the party.
Were you going to go live and post the link and do all kinds of stuff?
Maybe if you were here on time and reminded me to, I would have time to set it up and I would have done that.
Why is this all my fault? Holy
but,
shit.
We can still do that. But yeah, it's always your fault. You're the only woman here. You and Alexa. And at least she does what I tell her to.
Alexa doesn't do shit that you tell her to. Alexa doesn't listen to you either.
Yeah.
Alexa.
No, you don't have one. Play music you don't have one woman. You guys got here and Alexa was being a total twat.
Yeah.
He was not listening
he doesn't,
shit.
Andrew does not have one woman in his life that
sure.
listens to him at
She's
all.
Not sure. She's
at
not
sure. Oh.
Alexa, who's the sexiest man alive?
Andrew Bedlam, of course.
Can they hear that?
That's a smart-ass bitch right there. Yes, they can. I have that plugged into the board.
Okay.
Hey, why don't we play a song?
Anything that comes out
play
of these answers.
Why don't we play a song? Alexa, can you make Andrew play a song?
You're going to start fucking shit up and start doing stuff like that.
What are you going
to
play?
That's probably what she's trying to do.
Fucking shit
I'm going to fuck some shit up.
She did. Here's another one from the Casualties because Alexa wants to hear it. Colin on vocals.
Oh, Alexa. You saucy.
Stop messing with her. All right, the mics are on.
Hey now.
Act like you've been here before. Okay.
I've never been here before.
That was
I don't know any
the casualties.
Of people.
What
that
do
was the
now?
Casualties.
I was
and
kidnapped.
Next up we have.
We are going to get to some, I got to fix the computer because now you guys got the music playing on the dot and I don't want it. I want it playing off of the computer. Okay. So, and we have to reference like it dot. As the dot.
Da
okay?
Dot.
It
yeah,
is like the dot.
Da dot.
All right. Now, Quinn wants to hear some Kid Dynamite. So we got them queued up next with Introduction to the Opposites. We'll be right back. That was the Super Suckers right there.
Suckers.
God damn it.
That wasn't the Super Suckers.
No, that was no, that was
that was definitely
suck.
Not.
I'll take over. That was Introduction to the Opposites by Kid Dynamite from their second and last record.
Andrew's like a Chihuahua puppy. And there's so many people here and he gets very excited and then he can't think straight.
No, I get very aggravated.
It's okay.
I'm the only person he's not pissed off.
What was this?
He was just pulling a Ron Burgundy and reading the prompter.
You were totally reading off the
telephone. Go suckers. Fuck yourself, San Diego.
The Super Suckers are, in fact, up next, so I don't have to hear Renee scream about how I never play songs that she wants to hear. You cool with the 7-inch version, Renee, or you want something else?
That's fine.
All right, here cool is Super
that's
all right. Suckers.
I approve.
And then she's going to rip you to bits
but
when you turn the mic off.
I approve.
Bitch. So I definitely have told her that many times. So, Super Suckers up next, bitches. Stop! We are on a podcast.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Jesus Christ, have any of you ever done this before?
I have.
Holy
shit.
I did
a radio show my first semester of college, so.
Whoa.
I got more experience than all of you, except for him.
Some of them were muted for that, yes.
Oh, boy.
We are in for a night. And Larry, talk to the mic. We are in for a night because we're getting ready for the My Corona dance party.
I like that he says it that way, by the way.
My Corona.
Everybody else just says My Corona dance party. But
I was saying My Corona before the fucking dance party started.
I think it was Rory on Facebook that said, now that I know that that's a reference to the Knack, I can appreciate this a lot more.
Well, the best is that I was here Wednesday. So he last time we did this. No. No, he didn't come here.
No, but
who I'm
Rory
you're talking
came.
About in the Facebook group.
I thought you
stay
said Rory came.
Stay on topic.
Rory
people
came.
Are listening.
Former bass stay player stolen with
anyway, a anyway, I do love Rory.
Anyway,
love
here's
him.
Some Conway Twitty.
Mr. Conway
you know what?
Twitty.
Andrew, play a song. Play a song. Just play
so
a song.
We'll play the whole Conway Twitty song.
Play it all.
Renee's DJing, two sets for a half hour, Mike Blanks, Dean the Sex Machine, Tommy Blewett, and Victoria from the Showcase Showdown as well. So why don't we actually play some
Larry
show
didn't know that the Showcase Showdown
play
had a chick
off.
In it.
I didn't.
Play Rip Em
because
Off.
Because I'm retarded.
The track. More you know.
I think I played Go to Jail the last time.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Here is, but I played Rip Em Off. No, I didn't. All right, we're going
to
play Rip Em Off.
We did it too far.
Yeah, and that was.
Because he went to pee and I didn't know what to do.
You played this one in the last show, so we're going to play Duty Free.
Hell yeah.
Showcase Showdown.
Word.
Come here, Victoria. DJ tonight. My Corona dance party. On Zoom, bitches.
How many people out there like to drink?
thrown out of every country ship back and forth across border lines. None want to give me entry, so I'll make my own place to lie. They keep telling me, get out, I say. Gotta rip up my passport, know my nationality. There's only one way to liberty, and it's living next to duty free. Telling me, get out, I say. I wanna be free without a country, a non-person in a non-place. I wanna be free without a country. I want 10 long years at the airport, Charleston Gall, no time at all. International zone, that's where I'll stay. No society will own me. They keep telling me, get out, I say. Without a country, a non-person in a non-place. I wanna be free without a country.
All right, that was the showcase show.
Larry is freaking
out
right now.
Right. All right, well, give me a second. We'll get to another song. It's funny how
I have a story to tell.
What is your story, Quinn?
So, earlier today, so there is an Instagram account I follow called HE Creative that posted an art piece that said, New Jersey, the home of street punk. And someone was asking in the comments, what kind of street punk comes out of New Jersey?
Jesus Christ.
And so I have it right here. So they said, U.S. Chaos, blank 77.
That was the first one. There you go.
It was the second one.
Well, U.S. Chaos was the first one, yeah.
Yep. So
she's in that one now, too.
I'm very popular.
Yes. She's in both those bands.
So
I'm the creator of New Jersey street punk.
Whoa!
I'm the one with the ego.
I was laughing when I said it.
We are sitting with the mother of NJ Street Punk.
Hell yeah.
And gentlemen.
She hated punk rock. She blew Sid Vicious.
Damn right. So, okay. So this
snowballed him.
So this person said, this person asked, what street punk is from Jersey? They got a reply with U.S. Chaos, blank 77, The Souls, referring to the Bouncing Souls. I probably would have gone for more horror punk, though. Those Jersey misfits started it all. And then I chimed in with, blank 77 are friends of mine. They're a fun bunch. To which I got a reply with, met the singer once, maybe 18 years ago, on a drunk bus in Ocean City, Maryland. Drunkenly said my GF at the time. You know it. Drunkenly said my GF at the time looked like she would become a librarian one day. That definitely sounds like something Mike would say.
Completely something Mike would say.
Yeah,
of course it is.
I hear stories like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try living with him. Try.
Now, Larry, how about you get over here and play this new Parasitic song?
Oh, he's busy making vodka.
So he's
drinks.
Drinking champagne, apparently.
Ooh, he's fancy.
He's very fancy.
Who got married?
Very classy.
Wow.
Classy. Is that the Perrier?
Yeah, it's better.
I'm not having Perrier. A glass of wine. I'm doing
Perrier.
It stays carbonated way Perrier. Longer than any other.
I'm not having a glass of wine. It's called a taste.
Did you put any vodka in that drink? All you did was just put it. No, it's not.
I'm having multiple glasses of wine. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Yeah. It's a very classy club soda. Anyway, all right, so I'd like to play a song off the upcoming Parasitics album entitled.
Well, Andrew destroys your phone.
The album is called No End in Sight. It's out on Violated Records sometime this month. Pre-sales are
eventually.
Booming.
Colored vinyl, bitches.
I ordered mine.
All kinds of vinyl. And
even
also on
I
CD.
Ordered one.
Yeah.
I'm
good.
Waiting
Thank
till
you.
The band.
The
Thank
creator
you.
Of Street Punk in
anyway,
New Jersey had to order
anyway,
one.
The song that I'd like to play is called No More War. And here it is. Enjoy.
New Parasitics, Pogo City Radio.
Hey, you bitch.
Come on. We'll be right back.
Parasitics.
Where was that recorded, Eric?
Coming straight out of Dirty Jersey. Where was it recorded?
It's in Philly. That place is great.
The listeners want to hear you say that.
Creep is
Recently, I went on an Indiana Jones hunt to find the lyrics to Why Can't I, which is a song by Kill Your Idols, which was done on a split with Crime and Stereo back in 2003. No one posted the lyrics online, so ultimately what I decided to do was go on to Discogs and look up who did the record, which, of course, was Eric, because all of their records besides Companionship to Competition was done at the Creep House with him behind the
board.
Just
real quick, it's pronounced Eric.
Eric. Eric.
Eric.
We did
Eric.
A bunch of... Blanks recorded a bunch there.
Why am I not smoking
a bunch
weed?
Of
we were there,
compilations. We did. Because I'm the queen of street punk. Did you know that? Yes. Did you know that?
The creator. Self-proclaimed.
The I'm the self-proclaimed.
And Miss Gigi and Zoshka here. Did their record there as well.
Yeah, it sounds great there. They,
it does.
We used
they
to,
know
yeah.
what they're doing.
We recorded
play TLC Creep.
We recorded
Radiohead Creep.
We recorded Fuck Halloween there.
Yes. That's what.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, usually we call, sorry, don't mean to interrupt, but we usually refer to Renee as punk
that
rock
bitch.
Mom. And now
what?
It's coming full circle.
What?
It's coming full circle.
She's like,
don't we
have?
She's the last.
Don't we have?
Listen,
two,
you pipe down over there, $4, Sean. All right.
Don't we have?
Did you bring
Renee's
some straws today?
That we refer to as punk
no, I didn't. No, I didn't bring any.
Renee, you would be a good mom, though.
All right.
She's the mom of the blank.
So, right.
Will you be my mom?
Nom, 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 nom.
Mom! Mom! Mummy! Mummy! Mm-hmm. Mama!
Right, so we're gonna
mama.
Get mama!
Mama! What?
Yeah. Hi.
That used to be like when my mom would text me or call me, that's what it would be. Mama!
Mama! So anyway, so I ended up messaging Eric. And he ended up putting me in contact with Gary, the guitar player. So ultimately, I found them because I don't own an actual copy of the record. So it's a fun time.
That's sad. That's sad. That's very sad.
It's very
I'm sorry.
Sad.
I'm sorry you don't own a copy of the
so
record.
So we're going
to
get
and of course because
to another song recorded
I didn't
at
play
Creep
Sean's song.
Records. Here's Blank 77. Fuck all of
you. Suck my dick first. Okay.
Wow, Renee is in rare form tonight. Blank 77 featuring the Queen at Queen. Can you not do that? Queen
can you not
and
tell me
creator.
How old I am anymore?
Queen and
Queen
creator
Renee.
Of New Jersey punk rock.
Apparently, the decrepit old Queen.
I'm just
queen
trying to make more room in the trash
of New
can.
Jersey.
I mean, have you seen the Queen of England lately?
Wow.
But Renee, how did that song come to be? Do you not like Halloween?
I love Halloween, but we were on tour and they we got this offer to do a Halloween 7-inch compilation about Halloween songs, which we did not have a Halloween song. So we were on tour, and they were like, okay, quick, Renee, write a Halloween song. And I was hungover and tired and in the back of the van, and I was like, you know what? Fuck Halloween. And there you go. Wrote it in like 5 minutes.
Oh, because I was talking to him earlier today. 5 minutes on the way. Because I'm such a fucking nerd. Who did CBH? Because I know it wasn't Don.
It was Daniel Ray.
Okay. Do you remember what studio it was at?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
I'm such a fucking nerd.
No, it was Radical. But Daniel Ray produced, he's awesome, and he encouraged the drinking and the reefers a lot. I don't remember the name of the studio. I don't know. It was in New York somewhere.
New York somewhere.
I was asking her all kinds of
they
questions.
They were in Buffalo.
Buffalo. We recorded London by Johnny Thunders twice. The first time we recorded
with fucking faces.
No.
It was the B-side. Yeah, that definitely was the B-side because
well,
I had it.
But wait, let me tell the story. Were you there?
Let her tell the fucking
story. Were you there? No, you weren't.
Tell the damn story.
You were three.
Let her finish.
So we recorded it twice. The first time, I don't have any recollection of that session at all. I just know that the guy was putting out a Johnny Thunders tribute, and all of the songs got stolen from the trunk of his car. His car got broken into. They took all the master tapes. So we had to record it again. Now, the second time, I remember, because we did it at Don Fury's. But the first time, Mike was like, Renee, you don't remember driving to Long Island to record that song? And I went, no, I have no recollection of that. It's a black hole in my memory.
See, I got a 7-inch on yellow vinyl from the fucking German label.
Yes.
And it's fucking Faces on the B-side. And the A-side is Police Attack. And
Faces?
The second track,
like the Faces?
Fucking Faces.
Fucking Faces.
The fucking
like,
Faces.
They got like,
oh, the
not
fucking.
The Faces.
The fucking
Faces. Not on a split.
So
the
Rod
Faces.
Stewart has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
No,
Rod
Stewart.
Maybe it's like, it's like the band for Bob Dylan, like, you know. But anyway, so yeah, I had that the second track.
Are you gonna play?
It'd be a lot
cilantro?
Cooler if it was.
Drug cilantro.
Drug cilantro.
Coined by me.
We have
I
to
take
talk about.
For.
We have
drug
to talk cilantro. About this before we play this song.
By the Threats.
Uh-oh. Or we'll do it after
about
this.
It
do it after.
We're still talking about it.
Damn right.
Threats right there on Pogo City Radio.
Not
now,
drug culture, drug
we
cilantro.
We have to talk about
drug cilantro.
Drug
you let
cilantro.
John talk.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
So I requested that song, and Andrew asked me, like, 13 different fucking
one?
Time
I kept thinking it was
what
drug
the
control.
Song was called.
I was thinking it was drug control.
Andrew's not
I
much
said,
of a
drug
of
shock.
A
I just said that I said the word culture like 13 fucking times.
You really
and
did
Andrew
so.
Kept at, what's the song called? Fucking drug culture for the 14th goddamn time. We,
yes, yes.
I think Larry actually yelled it at Andrew yeah. with me.
I could not. What is it? At, culture?
Culture.
And I yelled drug cilantro.
And then he couldn't.
And it's
and
over.
We
just listened to it.
And then he kept spelling culture with an so. O instead of a U.
And then eventually and then, with an
and
I.
And then,
I
like a,
and then eventually with an A.
Drug cilantro up there. And then, cilantro. Cilantro.
And so now that song is going to be referred
and then
to
I
as
officially coined it, copyrighted as drug cilantro.
Drug cilantro. Drug cilantro. So that's what that song is now going to be referred to as.
That reminds me of one of the Super Bowl Always Sunny in Philadelphia episodes when Charlie
so anyway,
writes
I started
on the door.
Blasting.
He starts. He writes on the door. Closed for Super Bowl because of salmonella. And Dee looks at the sign. She goes, "Is that? Are we closed because of the Super Bowl or salmonella? And how is salmonella the only word you
yes.
spelled right?"
Yeah. What was the word you were yelling at me that
cunt?
One time? No.
Cunt?
No.
Motherfucker?
No.
Cunt.
Suck it?
That word that I said, it doesn't even sound like a real word.
Chalk.
Oh, and you were screaming
gravitas?
It at me. What?
Gravitas?
No, but
braggadocious.
Braggadocious.
Gesundheit. Yeah.
Braggadocious. I was like,
it's like supercalifragilistic.
Yeah.
<What's the
laughs> he keeps talking to me. Cunt. Is the word cunt the word you like
cunt
better than braggadocious? Braggadocious.
It's everybody's favorite word.
Gravitas?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Gravitas.
Like with like emotion and authority and like.
Big
like
balls.
Gravitas.
Like
with big balls.
Say it with your chest.
Some oomph.
And braggadocious, braggadocio, oh, yeah, you know, like I am the shit, bragging.
It's actually, well,
and
he made.
And she tried to say it wasn't a word. And I said, it's definitely a word. And I used it in a sentence. And then like, 2 days
do.
Later, I got my
culture.
My echo
culture.
Dot. I got
you,
my
culture,
echo
yeah.
dot
it's
all
like
set up.
It's like you see a word and you want to use it in a sentence. You were Agamemnon with during the sale.
He
what?
Actually, he actually videoed himself asking Alexa.
Very drunkly.
About
very
the braggadocious
what else were you doing?
Drunkly.
About the braggadocious word.
Ladies
saying,
and gentlemen.
I was telling her
Andrew Bedlam.
I was
drunkly.
To find it.
And it was at 3 a.m. and he's sending me. So I wake up to videos of Andrew requesting, you know,
just
definitions
like you,
of
just
this
like
word.
You woke
like,
up
what
to 500.
And I'm starting to slur my
just
words.
Just like you woke
and
up to 500 notifications
anymore.
On MeWe.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, or the drunken voice messages that we played the other
yes,
night. Those were
yes.
fantastic.
Yo, I remember I started off one show. It was a New Year's Eve show. Mm-hmm. And it was a clip from like years earlier of Larry standing out in front of mothers. Not even, well, kind of standing, swaying out in
oh,
front
wow.
of mothers. Like,
swaying.
New Year's.
Oh, that's
you.
A fun video. Wow.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
I started off one of
nice.
The New Year's shows
it's okay.
with
nice.
That.
Now
we've all been there.
I don't remember.
I
go into
like,
the archives
oh,
and find
bitches.
It.
I was talking about bitches. I was talking about these bitches don't know anything. And like and the owner.
See, I expect bitches talk from Andrew,
shit.
Not from
the owner
Larry.
Was filming me. It was great. It's a great video.
And of
I was
course
talking
it made its
about
way on to an intro of Pogo City.
Of course
some
it did.
Local bitches.
Some local bitches. We love the bitches.
Local.
Fucking, we played the threats a couple minutes ago, and Renee said, "Where are these guys from?" And I said, "England." And they're like an old band, and she was like, "Huh? I don't remember them." And I said, "Yeah, me and Sean wouldn't know them if the Casualties didn't cover their song
Fanboys.
And name a whole
Fanboys.
I feel like a lot of people are age.
Get your knee pads.
I know the threats. I know the threats got right. all pissed off,
Fanboys.
And understandably
Fanboys.
So."
Wow.
That the Casualties like covered their song
Fanboys.
And didn't give them a shout out and all that.
Listen,
that
that's
being
my
said,
favorite album
I would have no idea
too.
Who the threats were.
And that's how
when I was 16.
And that's
the
how,
Casualties
yeah,
did.
And that's
actually,
how beef begins.
I never heard of them. I didn't hear
Fanboys.
Them.
I feel like even though I would be pissed about it, I understand where the threats are coming from. But I feel like way more people know who they
play
are.
Play the Undertones.
Because no, we're
they,
playing
yeah,
the Casualties
again. You just played them.
No, we just played the threat.
No, but you played the Casualties in the beginning of the show.
We played two Casualties.
But since you mentioned,
didn't you just say we were gonna have to do this and we're gonna smack you?
Wow, we're gonna do it anyway. Here's the
wow.
Casualties coming off the second album.
Wow.
Underground
wow.
Army.
Underground
Army. Get off
Army.
Your knees, Andrew. Right. Get off your knees.
Johnny Crayon bass.
Jeez.
Sucky, sucky. That was the Casualties right there.
Again.
Covering the Threats. Coming off the second album, Underground Army. Got a special dedication for that one. Got to dedicate that to my 10th grade English teacher, Miss Rose Schaefer.
I thought you were going to talk about teacher names.
I thought you were going to play the original.
She's good.
Oh, Jesus.
She let me do a poetry project song. Poetry project on that song.
Wow.
In 10th grade.
Poetry?
And I used rhyme. You had to show three examples of poetry. So I used rhyming. Onomatopoeia, because they say like O and oi and shit.
Oi.
Rigadocious.
And then, of course, the chorus is, "We're the Underground Army." So that's a refrain. And then she let me bring in the Casualties album and play it. She was great. Every kid in the school hated her because she was so nasty to all the preppy kids. But
she was really nice.
No, she was really cool to all the punk rock kids.
She did.
I'm not going to go into why, because then it'll get into a dirty story.
Oh, okay.
But she took one of my girlfriends out to lunch.
Usually the teachers like the jocks. So that's like, wow.
Everybody thought she was the nastiest teacher, but she was a punk rocker in high school. She showed me pictures.
Yeah, we had an art teacher. We had an art teacher like that.
What are you talking about?
Miss Rose Schaefer.
Miss Rose Schaefer. I remember that name.
You had to be a punk rocker, and then she was nice to you. If you wore Old Navy,
I probably know her.
If you wore Old Navy, she was a cunt. If
we had an art teacher that was very.
Did Mike make out with her in 1992?
Or if you were super
in an alleyway
ghetto,
in Allentown,
if you were super ghetto, she liked you.
Okay.
Or if you were a punk rocker, but if
I
you
remember
were wearing,
her
like,
name,
Abercrombie,
but I don't remember. I couldn't put a face to the name.
She hated you if you were like some Abercrombie. I'm going to tell you the story during the muted mics.
I can't talk about anything pre 1997
because
Larry.
She doesn't remember.
So please, wow. Renee, don't like. Renee's not allowed to talk about anything pre-1997
because Larry didn't
because
enter the scene.
Because it wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there.
Larry will be like, "How come I didn't see?"
I will say, "I was there
in '95." I'm like, "Cause
hey,
I was eight."
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, "You're a little bit older than me, my man."
I was there when George and Weezy moved on.
Renee,
up.
Why don't you grow? Renee, why don't you grow down?
I was there. You love him.
I'm 25.
Yes, I do.
That's all I know.
Renee wasn't born yet.
You don't have any idea how many times I've played I Dream of Jesus in my house.
I love
like,
that
I
one.
Am now fucking sick of
Surfing
it.
Bird.
Are you going to play
Have you
heard?
We're going to play a global threat.
I guess not.
Idol. Is it?
Why are we playing all these Crustin bands? It's Crustin.
How's that Crustin? We got Crustin. He's like, I haven't said a word.
This is
I don't even need a microphone.
This is
a global threat.
This is prime time Boston Heart.
Yeah.
All right, some AGT right there.
Shane,
Boston.
You know the funniest thing, how I heard about AGT?
How'd you hear about them?
I found little someone's name's Milo on his YouTube
Don't
channel.
Don't break the mic stand.
I saw the video when he played in Combat Crisis of them doing We're All Equal in the end.
It's another good song on another really good album.
I actually saw that video. Yeah. It was at, what's that festival in Oklahoma?
Fuck You, We Rule. Thank you, Lad. Yeah,
sorry.
Then the Chernobyl babies.
And then, who did they do it with? Was it with Mark from The Unseen? It was one of the guys.
It was The Unseen, and it was Alicia from
Combat
Crisis.
Covering
AGT.
And a Global Threat song.
Because he was in a Global Threat.
It was We're All Equal in the End, right? We're All Equal in the End.
You're really good at selling the same story here.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I'm
trying to catch up and tell it.
It's okay.
Larry has to realize that he's got hours to go tonight.
It's okay.
Hit the reverse button.
I was really bummed that I couldn't play that.
I got it.
I was really bummed I couldn't play We're All Equal in the End when I did my radio show, because I did a radio show my first semester of college. I really wanted to play it because there weren't like any like expletives in it, but then I later found out they say the N-word.
They don't literally say it.
They use it in a different manner than what you're thinking. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I was really bummed I couldn't play it because of
the intro.
The intro.
Do you know what that intro's from?
I forget off the top of my
head. It is the Twilight Zone movie. In the Twilight Zone movie, it's kind of like a Tales from the Crypt movie, kind of like a Little Treehouse of Horrors. It's like three mini episodes. Mm-hmm. One of the episodes is a man, so that rant when he's like, I'm not some Oriental. And that's how
American.
I'm an American. This guy says that rant in the movie, in the Twilight Zone, in a bar.
What the fuck are you saying over there?
He walks out of the bar, and when he walks out of the bar, he walks into Nazi Germany, and he's a Jew. That's the Twilight Zone. So he's all racist. But then he walks out of the bar. He goes out of the bar. Gotcha. He's a Jew in Nazi Germany. The song, so it starts off with a really racial rant, like really racist.
But then they come in and they're talking shit on it.
That's the idea of the song.
It was really funny because I was talking about that with Milo, and I think we were having dinner at some barbecue joint by my house, and he was telling me like how that song is like sarcastic in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
is placement. Wow, no. You muted me?
No.
I've been having a sidebar for like 10 minutes. I'm worried about your placement, Renee.
Wow.
Larry's worried about the Corona dance party placement of everybody and how is this going to work.
I don't know if he's talking about before or after we get naked. No.
Who goes
I'm worried about your placement, Renee. I'm worried about where you're going to be.
Considering that there's five guys and just me, I'm worried about my placement as well.
Sounds like a party.
I know what your placement is.
I'm worried about my placement.
All right, but check this out, right? So the last dance party, Larry was here, and then like everybody's getting tired. We go downstairs. We end up. Yeah, Larry's been here 100 times. FYI, we end up in my bedroom. Larry goes, "Holy shit! What hidden, gorgeous, nice room is this in your house? Why have I never been in here?"
He said, "You kicked him out."
What? No, he didn't. No, no, no,
he
no,
said,
no,
Andrew
no, no.
Andrew kicked me out, made me go home.
It was the end of the night, and I was willing to leave, but I got left outside, and my Uber didn't work, and I had to walk all the way the fuck home. 19 blocks. 19 blocks.
Andrew, you have to
downhill.
Take better care of yourself.
17 blocks, by the way.
Oh, 17.
You have to take better care of yourself.
Not 19. Yeah, not 16.
17.
He said goodnight, shook my hand. He walked down the street. I lose responsibility.
I'm getting conflicting stories
here.
You were shoving.
Can
we play the Undertones?
I told him he could sleep on the floor.
No, we can play the Vandals cover of the Undertones.
And he was like, "What's about to happen right now? Do I need to leave?"
Andrew's always in his underwear.
Yeah, but you confirmed that something was about to happen, and you kind of shoved me out the door. It's okay. I'm not. Thanks, Renee, for bringing this up. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll make everything awkward. He was
I didn't know there was nothing.
He was going to be. He was going to be.
It would have been fine had I not gotten.
It's okay.
But no, no, it's not okay.
Larry's not
okay.
Want to be the hand.
It's not ever okay. Let's be real.
He was
going
to be threatened by you in your underwear, so he had to get rid of the competition.
So anyway, I went outside.
I mean,
just so you know,
Who was going to get shot?
I went outside.
I don't know what conversation we're having because
here's the conversation, Sean. The conversation, Sean, is that.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't mute me. It's
finish the story.
Why not? No, I just got like I'm not upset. I just when I you didn't know this. Now you're gonna know.
I did have a cell phone and you could have called me and I would have unlocked
my phone died.
None of this sounds like things I caused.
Yes, no, you didn't. No,
it all sounds like
Renee said you caused it.
I
didn't say you caused it. Renee said you caused it. Anyway, I didn't. I got no Uber and I walked 18 blocks.
I'm a
Lyft.
There's a song there. There's a song there.
There's like
19.
Yeah,
that has to be
a blues song. I would walk 5,000.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I was thinking of a blues
I'm
song.
I'm surprised Renee is not playing that tonight.
No, I'm singing. I'm singing.
Fuck you! You wanted to play the nothing but mammals song.
Play
the fuck out of here.
You and me ain't nothing but mammals.
Listen,
that was a good wild card because I like that song.
Fuck you!
Because it's hilarious.
I like that
fuck you. He'll
good.
Be dancing all more right. to my
but
set than anyone, so he can go fuck himself.
It's
this
okay.
Next
oh, wow.
One, this next one goes to that person who said they didn't know any Jersey street punk bands, so I imagine they don't know any Connecticut street punk bands. So here is The Pissed with Street Punk.
Going out tonight just to have some fun and no one's looking for a fight. We're greeted with hostility by everyone we meet. Just pass them off by with our kids on the street. You think that you may know us or maybe know our type, cause you can see me on the media. You don't believe the hype. Get hassled by the cops. You know it's not a fault, but when the law caters to the rich, it's time for an assault. Street Punks in the city. Let's Street Punks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed. Yeah, the kids are ready to go. There are some of us who care, and some don't give a shit. We've all got our problems, but we'll make the best of it. Gotta work together towards a common goal, cause if we fight amongst ourselves, we'll soon be under their control. We really don't care about the color of your skin, or if you're gay or straight, or boy or girl, we'd rather live within. You don't like our lifestyle, I'll tell you to the screw. We'll get by with what we got, we don't need anything from you. Street Punks in the city. Last Street Punks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed. Yeah, the kids are ready to go. Go!
Right, that was The Pissed right there, coming out of Connecticut. Yeah. Happy that those guys have been doing some random
Yeehaw.
Here and there reunion shows. I know the last one they did was a little bit before the whole Corona thing, obviously. And I'm pretty
Corona
sure
boner.
Tim and the Broken Heroes were there. So why don't we get to some Broken Heroes? And I see in
the
live
Oaken
chat.
Heroes.
The Oaken
Jesus
Heroes.
Christ.
Oaken Heroes.
I
wow.
see in the live chat. People
you're more
are
dyslexic.
Boken. The Boken Heroes.
You're more dyslexic than I am.
Yes, I'm very dyslexic. Oh, there's Isaac! There's Isaac!
Oh, my
shit! Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That's
there's
great.
Isaac EP, fantastic. March 22nd, hey. 2020. But anyway, we'll play something off the There's Isaac EP. So here's
why don't you play There's Isaac?
Let's play There's Isaac.
Broken Heroes. Now, Isaac, where the fuck does Isaac live?
like Indiana.
Far away.
Indiana.
He flies to New
Anderson,
Jersey
Indiana.
For Broken
yeah,
Heroes and Nibley Henbane
yeah,
shows
he does,
and shit.
He does.
So this whole album apparently is for Isaac. We got some New Jersey Oi coming at you on Pogo City Radio.
Like
coming off the EP, there's Isaac. Here's the track. There's Isaac.
Yeah, let's play the
Broken Heroes. All right, that was the Broken Heroes right there. With There's Isaac. And we're going
to
get to another song.
Lies.
You fucking assholes leaving me hanging here. I'm literally on my phone right now. Literally on my phone. There's 15 other people in the goddamn room. At least Quinn got the music stopped. Thank you. He went to audio engineering songs school.
I'm still,
just to learn how to mute the Pogo.
I'm still there. I have about a year and a half left.
Here's Who Are We Kidding? 45 Adapters.
I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who we kidding? Wanna start talking, I want to start singing. I don't like girls, I like women. One, two, three.
All right, that was fucking the 45 adapters right there. We're going to keep the tracks rolling with Talk For Me, Quinn. I'm losing my mic here. 999.
Hey, now. What's hello? Okay. 999 and? Nasty, nasty.
Nasty, nasty, walk the streets at night. Nasty, nasty, looking for a fight. Nasty, nasty, you're the reason why. Nasty, nasty, made somebody cry. What the hell is wrong with
All right, that hit stop. That was Blank 77 right there. Now, I know we had some issues with the podcast.
Yes.
You may have lost the first half of that song, but sorry, you heard some other blanks. And all they were doing was talking shit on me. I know the live listeners been there the whole time. How the fuck you motherfuckers been? We are getting out of here soon. I got to change this shit over, and I got
a
bunch of motherfucking shit
along with the shirt.
Yeah.
And I
along
took over the show.
Yes.
What is it? It's 7:52?
Just about,
all right,
yeah.
We are going to play a song. Or two. let's
he
make it
no
one. Let's make it one. And while you find the song, I'm going to remind everybody that if you miss any portion of this live show.
Oxymoron.
If you missed any part of this live show, you guys can go over
song.
To pogocity.stream.
While we're on the Halloween thing, right, Black Cats.
Hold on. Let me end the show. You guys, there you go. All right. So you guys can go over to pogocity.stream. Hear the podcast in its entirety. You can also get the other 400 and something episodes we got up there. We are getting ready for the My Corona Dance Party. Get the link to the Facebook page in the About section of this show. It starts at 9 p.m. tonight, July 11th. Renee Blanks, Mike Blanks, Tommy Blewett, Dean the Sex Machine, and Victoria from
Showcase
Showdown.
Come up for air! Come up for air!
Come up for air!
Breathe!
All DJing. At it. So
he's dripping sweat. You are drenched in sweat.
Yes.
You're disgusting.
I was just
you're
bitching
disgusting.
Somebody out on
you're disgusting.
That's what I was
you're
doing.
Disgusting.
One thing we were talking
don't
about.
Don't mess up that hair, though. Don't mess up the hair.
My very
one,
pretty, pretty.
One thing that we were talking about was how the temperature and the decibel level of the room dropped when
actually,
you walked out.
Really
actually,
did.
I have
really
one more thing.
Sounds like
instead
Larry
of,
a little
instead
bit
of Black Cats, can we hear Bored and Violent?
Yeah, all right. Oxymoron.
Bored and Violent.
Now, we opened up the show with The Casualties and For the Punks coming off the Pogo Attack. That was the first song we ever
Shong,
played.
Not song. Shong.
First schlong, actually.
He hasn't talked in like 5 minutes. He's having a heart palpitation.
On Pogo City Radio ever. And we are getting out of here with some Oxymoron.
Someone dab
bored
his forehead.
And
someone dab
his See you guys next time. All right, everybody, for Sean, Renee, Larry, Krustin, and Quinn, I'm Andrew. We're getting the fuck out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, yo.
Party's over.